Nothing, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Through the kindness of the frequency, we are here on Thursday night between 8 and 9 o'clock. General chat about anything. So ham radio, to whatever you guys throw on the table. You don't have to be a member of New York City Transit to join the talk tonight. Come on in, check in, and be part of the fun. Just take a little standby, see if we have any early check-ins. This is the K2IRT group. WB2YZX. Afternoon, Charlie. How you doing there?
So just fooling around in the shack. How was your party the other night?
Oh, only too good. Only too good. But I'm back. Can't keep me away that far there. I'm just curious, hold on a second, Charlie. Hey, Steve, WB2 or WA2FBR, are you on the frequency, Steve? I have one of our mutual friends on the phone there, the preeminent transit, subway, and electrical historian, Mr. Joe Cunningham there. Unfortunately, we don't have phone patch, and he's got no way of getting on the radio to say hi there. All right, give me a second, Charlie. Let me just hang up the phone, and I'll get back to the group. You got WA2AZ for the K2IRT group.
Right, well, it'd be very good, and yeah, I was actually kind of contemplating going down and checking out your party there, but I think it was an old-timers party, and having only 18 years on the job, I don't think they qualify as being an old-timer yet.
We have some of the youngins in there with only 2 or 3 years. It was the old-timers party in the 1930s. It's the oldest club we have in transit. And back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you had to have something like 25 years on the job. But we opened it up to the whole gang, and we have a good group of people coming down. We have about 30 or 40, depending on the weather out there. You get a chance to meet the old-timers as well as the newbies, and everybody comes. So we're going to have another one in November, and I'll tell everybody when it's going to be, and come on down.
Well, you know me, I will party anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
All right. We have someone else trying to check in. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Come on in. Who's checking in?
This is KB2VEQ checking in to the K2IRT net.
K2VEQ. I seem to remember someone with that call there. How you doing, Val? Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I was out of town and hurricane chasing. I had death in the family, so I had to go down to Texas, and I spent about 3 weeks down there, and came home for about a day, and made down to Maryland for my for family weekend with my daughter at University of Maryland, and I've been running ever since. Busy, busy, busy. You know how that is. Come on, in Lobby, KB2VEQ.
KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group. Yeah, Val, you've got to send me an email. You've got to send me an email with your active email. I know you're not in the TA anymore, but if you can send it to me there. I told the gang last week I was out on the USS Intrepid when we brought it back from Staten Island to the New York City home port that we have. And three guys, WA3KEY and WB3CUU, and myself, we set up a special event station on the flight deck, and we actually did the special event as we steamed up the Hudson jet.
Outstanding. Yeah, I was recruited to do a little work on the Intrepid before they opened it up as a museum. The semi repair unit out in Staten Island when I was there, and came aboard and volunteered, but they didn't have anything at the time, so I had gotten a free pass to use it whenever I wanted to. I think I came one other time and that was it, but they had their little cliques and working on the type of things that they wanted to work on to restore, and you know, it was a good gesture, but it didn't pan out. I knew a couple of guys that had did reserve duty, and one guy, Blaney, had actually served on the Intrepid. So I know a little about it. We were there for also one of the TA had one of their big meetings on there. They invited everybody for, depends upon when you work, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And that was one of the goals meetings we had on board there. Really outstanding. That's when the TA used to give the freebies. No more. KB2VEQ, back over to you, Moby.
KB2VEQ and the K2IRQ group.
Well, I tell you, freebies. What's that? You talk about a group of people getting tighter and tighter and tighter, but definitely they did an admirable job of taking the cannabis as an apprentice. And it was a paid job, and reworking the exhibits, reworking the flight deck. They have a nice radio room. I took plenty of pictures, and I wrote a nice article sent up to the Joel, USD, and they're there to consider it for a publication. So it'll either be in USD, or as a backup, I sent it out to my World Radio friends out there, so it'll be in print somewhere or the other. But they're definitely, they got way of attention to some of those pictures. We had a heck of a good time, and, it's just sad that the politics got in the way. These helicopters and the station are under the sun, on the ship, over the ship, flying around the ship, and each station devoted maybe 20 seconds to the whole of them.
Logan, very good, and good evening to Val. Good to hear you. We were talking about you last week when Moby was telling us about the innards of the Intrepid. We figured he'd kind of like it. Of course, you've been there already, so that's something I would have loved to have seen. No two ways about it. He'd probably spend an entire day just walking through all the nooks and crannies of that thing. I used to pass by it all the time there on Staten Island, but now maybe one day I'll get to see what it looks like on the inside. So good to hear you, Val. Threw your name on something today. I forget what the heck it was. Oh yeah, it's computer inventory or something. So I had a premonition I'd be running into you tonight. Back to you, Lovey. WA2AXZ, WB2.
To USM.
Hey, USM. come on back. How you doing?
USM Dave in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Dave, you're missing your first party call there. It's breaking up a little bit. So if you could try it again, appreciate it. You got K2 IRB.
It's KB2, Kilo Bravo 2, USM. We communicated via email. I believe we're both Grady graduates, so.
U.S. Oil Day, how you doing? How are you doing there? Yeah. I got that email, and when I heard Grady, you know, my ears popped up there. I got out of Grady in 1970, and I had quite a few of these young guys. Yeah, guys, this is a 82 USM. Expressing some interest in finding and I coined the phrase the mini boat anchor. For something Motorola handheld. Hey Dave, I'll turn it over to you and you know, tell the gang what you're looking for. Maybe someone can help you, Dave.
Auxiliary three offline.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for three things, guys. I'm looking for the transit radio, the old one that they used to, the modem used to carry into the train operator's compartment, the one that they used to slam into place. I'm trying to find out what the exact model number of that is. I'm also trying to get an HD100, that's the mini version of the slimline, Motorola slimline, the mini version of the HD220. And finally, I'm trying to find out what is the smallest scanner that one can carry, if anybody knows what a good small scanner unit anybody recommends. So those are my three wish lists. So if anybody has any information later on, please get back to me. KB2USM, back to you.
USM, we'll turn it over to Charlie first, WB2YZX, anything, any leads you can give him?
Well, as far as those train radios, I can probably find out. I know some of the guys have been around long enough that they repaired those things. I think I know what you mean. I think they were about they were beige-colored things, and they had a handle on them, and they had to carry them into the train. So I could probably find out what model that thing was. And as far as a small scanner, I don't know if you told them about a handy F6, which I use, which is tiny, covers 100 kilohertz to 1.3 gig, and every single mode there is. So, and it's about $250. It's my constant companion, so that's my 2 cents worth. So nice to meet you, Dave. Over to you, Lobby.
WB2YZX. Turn it over to Val. Val, do you have anything to add? KB2, VEQ.
Negative here. The only thing that I knew about actually was the hip model that the conductors, that was the Bendix King. And I'm not exactly sure the model number on it, but it may be LA Alpha 0207. I think that was the one that the conductor carried on his hip. I'm not sure if the motorman carried that one also, but I really don't know the one that he slammed in. Many times I've looked at it. I couldn't tell you. They were so old, probably the names were worn off. Over.
All right, KB2VEQ, K2RFD group. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Steve to come on, KB2 to FBR because he runs the vintage trains, and he's been running those trains for many, many moons. And railroad buff his whole life, and he may be able to help you through there. So let's just sit back a second and see if Steve is still out there taking two FBR. Steve, you're on the frequency.
Quite these map there. All right, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you for one there, KB2 USM. This is the K2 IRT group.
There's actually three things I'm looking for. The first is that huge radio that the motorman carries. That's what I'm looking to get one. It doesn't have to be in operating condition. The second thing I'm looking for is actually the Motorola HT100. That's the mini version of the HT220. If anybody has one, I just want to put it up on the shelf to look at it. And the third thing is the small scanner. Fortunately, the other gentleman who came through and said what his scanner was, the repeater kind of got noised out there, so I couldn't get the model or the make on that. So if you could come back with that info, I'd appreciate it. Over.
All right, Charlie, go direct. Charlie, go ahead.
Okay, Dave, I have this Kenwood THF, that right here, THF6, which you'll see in just about all the magazines. It's a little Kenwood HT. It's got, it covers from DC to daylight on receive, and it does 2 meters, 220 and 440. It's THF6A, and it's about $250 without the accessories and whatnot. And I love that little thing. I use it mostly for receiving, but it's got 5 watts output, and it's one of my favorite toys.
THL1148.
Thank you.
Everyone seems to be happy so far, but again, we usually have a couple more guys coming in here today, and maybe even Abe knows about this thing. We'll have to see. We'll have to see there. Again, Oak City Transit, K2IRT group, heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. If anyone wants to be part of the group tonight, you don't have to be a member of K2IRT. Just have to check in and enjoy the fun here. We've got the K2IRT group just standing by for additional check-in. The rest of our group is enjoying the nice cool weather outside, getting ready for the snow to fall. I think we're supposed to take a 20-25 degree drop in about an hour or two, so we'll have to see where they are. Well, to keep up with things, I see emails flying back and forth between Wally and a couple of the other guys there, and they're looking to have elections for this year. They want to make us legitimate somehow, so we'll have to see how we're going to do this. But just want to remind the gang there, you know, we have fun first. We'll worry about being official a little later on. Some of the gang was actually going to take this Storm Spotters course, and like I said, I've been working my tail off the past couple of days, and again, I was up in Canada for a while, didn't have a chance to go to any of that. But when things finally calm down and I can kick my feet up and enjoy, geez, I'm going to start taking some more of these courses there. I'm even seriously thinking of getting a book and going for the extra, but we'll see how far we get into that. Again, this is the K2IRT group here. We're going to back over to Val, KB2VEQ.
Thank you, Lobi. This is KB2VEQ. Another guy who may know about the radio is Peter up in the Bronx there. He works in one of the shops, and I don't know how frequently you speak to him, Lobi, but He may be one of the guys that might know that. We've been out of that model for a long time, and I came across just the HTs, the ones that the conductor used in the last few months that I was on the job. So I was able to at least look at that one. That was the Bendix King, but those large radios had been out of the service for so long. There wasn't even one around to even look at it, so I couldn't tell you. But Peter is kind of a buff also, and he may have that information. I don't have anything else to add right now. We'll be, so I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KB2VQ. Back to you, Logan.
KB2VQ and the K2IRT group. Peter hasn't been around for a bit. They had some layoffs in his job up there. They were doing the warranty work on the Kawasaki and Alstom cars there, and everything slowed down, and he was let go. And I know he was pretty upset over it because he had so many years out there on the job, and he really loved what he was doing. So hopefully, you know, we wish him all the best, and he comes back on the frequency with us here. But sadly, this is what's happening all the way around. You see what's going on the stock market, and everybody's looking at their 201 retirement plan. Yeah, it's 201 now because it used to be a 401, but half of it's gone, and heaven help us all, that's all I can say. WDTYZX, K2IRT Group.
WA2AX, ZWB2YZX. Yeah, in fact, I'm kind of afraid to look at my numbers because I'm very heavily invested in the market, and you know, about 10 times a day I Google the DJ industrial average to see what's going on. But today it went up. It went up today. This maybe in a few years I'll get back to where I was. But, unfortunately, my 401k is in pretty conservative stuff. Otherwise, I would have been real. Let me throw this out to you guys. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but over here on Staten Island, I'm noticing around the neighborhood on the utility pole, they're putting these boxes up, and with a piece of coax from the box to an antenna, which sits on the very top of the pole. And I'm finding these like every quarter mile or so in the neighborhood. I've never seen them before. First, there's an electric deal, a Con-Ed electric deal underneath it. And I'm just out of curiosity. I'm just wondering what it is, because I love anything with an antenna attached to it. Anybody have any idea?
What's the lobby?
ZX and the K2IRT group. Yeah, Con Edison and a lot of the power companies are going into remote metering now. And they are putting the meter on the outside, but that little antenna, there may be another box on the pole or on the next pole that may be a circuit breaker. They put the vacuum and the gas circuit breakers up there, and they're all radio controlled now. So you're going to find quite a lot of these little odds and ends coming up here. Must be very high frequency they're operating on. But, you know, I'm still at war with Cablevision and the telephone companies over here because 40 meters is a washout in my neighborhood in Brooklyn there. All right, Charlie, over to you.
Very good. I'm just curious. It's remote metering, but what exactly are they, you know, who are they metering? I see one single electric meter, and above that is a box, and that's connected to an antenna. But what could you possibly be metering? It wouldn't be just one house, I don't think.
No, but you could be metering the power flow on the line. And they're trying to find the direction. It does voltage, currents, power factor. That's why I'm saying usually when I see this on a pole, there's another box
very nearby, and it's a switch of some sort that either ties buses together, ties the high tension or the secondary together, or depending on the location. Up on the pole, they have capacitors, and if the power factor has to be adjusted, they can do all this remotely from the control center in Manhattan.
Good.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And like I said, I've only seen them pop up in the last month or so. I've seen them on blocks that I normally frequent, and you know, this within the last month or so, I've seen them around. And it kind of looks about, I don't know, maybe about 3 feet long, something like that. I've been meaning to take my little frequency counter, go around there, and stand in front of it, see if I could pick up anything. But I'm sure that it's not on. Time, but whatever, thanks for the information. Back to you.
All right. Calling WB2YZX. Yeah, because in our section, the power section, even the third wire to control all 215 substations throughout the city, many utilities now, well, since the broadbanding the DPL controversy is slowly sinking into the West. They need some way of controlling the remote site, and they also have to gather the information out on the power line. And they're finding out these little radio transmitters, if they have a decent line of sight, fit the bill quite nicely. They're also working on another thing where they would actually send the signal over the power line. But the only problem is that they opened up the power line, they lost the signal and lost control. So we still have the best supervisory control in the system. We throw everything on fiber optic and let the glass handle the whole thing. All right, let's turn it back up to Dave, KB2USM. It's your turn, Dave. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and what's up with you. You got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
I'm out here in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, where I saw the Barrow Narrow Bridge. And, Mark Ham has been a couple of weeks, and maybe pick up some stuff, who knows. And, I'm just looking on the website here, I'm looking at ICOM. They've got this receiver, the R20, R20, and, talk about the bandwidth. This thing goes from 150 kilohertz to 3304.999 megahertz. What the heck is that? What on earth is... I think I might just buy one of these things just to see what in the world's up there on 3304.999 MHz. Over.
Super high frequency stuff on that. I'm interested in the low frequency stuff though. Are they playing with under 500 kilohertz? I can imagine what they're using on that. Hey Charlie, just curious, what do they use up there in the gigahertz? They have some communication, but do they do the PSK or the SSTV stuff up there?
There's some guys that are fanatics for that. During the VHF contest, you'll hear guys say, okay, I'll meet you on 432, then we'll go to 1296, then we'll go to 2.4. And 10 gigahertz and all those bands. And if they're going to contests, there are actually guys that... we'll spend time up there, but I mean, normally if you call CQ, I don't think anybody's going to come back.
What do they use up there? FM, sideband?
Sideband and CWM.
Well, there you go. Now you've got all these capabilities. You can go up there and tell us what's going on there. Charlie just recently
was working with the slow scan TV, and you got a couple of the shots from the space station up there. They had that Russian guy, and it was an interesting photograph because Charlie sent this photograph around, and the guy looked like Rasputin. So we're all making comments, you know, hey, this guy's a little scary there. Back to you, Dave. KV2USM and the K2IRT group.
Roger, boy, I'm looking at this thing. Universal Radio has it for, what is it? Let me try to tell what the price is. $494. $500 for this ICOM Y20. $100 for 3 or 4. Let's see, just tell you what this is. And, you know, man, oh man, quite a radio in the palm of your hand, I'll tell you. Really something else. So, and I try to find a review here. I'm just standing by. Again, if anybody's got an HD100 or knows anybody, but you get one. And also that boat anchor radio. You know, it's funny. You guys are mentioning this thing called the Bendix Team. I've never seen, I don't remember the conductors having a special conductor's radio. I'm really unfamiliar with this Bendix King. I'm imagining it's, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like an old HD200. That was the Motorola brick. But I never saw this Bendix King. Over to you guys.
Val for a second, KB2, EEQ there. You have any more on this Bendix thing?
It was like the old Motorola's. Yeah, the thing is about an inch and a half wide and maybe about a foot long. And it was like the old Motorola's. I guess you would say like a brick. And it was something that the conductors used to use. And it was basically a train-to-train operation, or they could also get command center also. But mostly, I think the motorman had them also at one time, and they could speak to car equipment guys, or the what they call it, the RCIs, and the conductor had to go down on the tracks, he would communicate with the motorman through that, and it was similar to the Motorola. I'm not sure exactly what it was similar to the old ones that the police had also, but the big brick, long brick, about a foot long. So I don't know if that'll help you out any. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Dave.
You wouldn't know the model number of this Bendix King, would you? Find out again. We're still using some up at my place. I didn't quite copy that. Did you say, would you know the exact model number? And find out, and the reason is that those things, a lot of them still out there. My guys use them sometimes when they go into tunnels or whatever, or, you know, they're still usable radios, and I can still even, I still have to get batteries for the things sometimes, and I can, just a matter of going to work tomorrow, I got a few just lying out in the open there, so I can, if you want, I can email you what the exact model is. He said, if you have a pen, can I give you my email address? Yeah, go ahead, shoot. Okay, it's Dog Bravo, Dog Papa, 2002 at yahoo.com. So that's DBDQ.
AT2002202@yahoo.com. Copy?
Let me read that back to you. That's Delta Papa Delta 2002@yahoo.com.
No, that's negative. Let me give it to you again. It's Delta Bravo, Delta Papa, then the number 2002, just like the year, but then repeat it again, 2002@yahoo.com. So it's Delta Bravo, Delta Papa, 2002@yahoo.com. Copy?
Delta Bravo, Delta Papa, 2002@yahoo.com. No problem. In fact, if you want, I'll even take a picture of it.
Thank you very much. That would be wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I got the model of that big old radio, too. I know my boss was involved with fixing those things once. I know out in East New York, I remember they had a shop there where he used to fix those things all day long, and had some nice test equipment and whatnot, but I think they pretty much retired those old things. But I can get you that information also, I guess. So back to you, Robbie.
Hey, Josh, just curious, was it crystal or programmable back then? Well, that sounded like real old stuff there.
Sure, they were crystal. In fact, I have a little hiding spot where I dump things in Park Slope, and they have, inside they have these old bus radios. A lot of them have tubes in them, and I think they operate in a certain range or something. I mean, each of these things are monsters. I mean, really monsters. They've been sitting there gathering dust, field dust for so long, I don't think that they'd be usable for anything, not even at a flea market or anything. But a lot of junk out there.
Started in 1970. They had a unified radio station for maintenance away, the trucks, the buses, and everything, and it was at 56 something or other, 56 megahertz, and everybody had to share this one frequency among each other, and it was a little archaic at times. We were just happy the thing worked, because that was at a time when all the telephones in the system started to keel over. Now, what do you expect? The wiring was 70 years old, and they never replaced it. But the old Motorola set to the Vertex set now. I don't think Val had a chance to play around with one of ours. Even Dennis, for a time, played with it. It's fully programmable if you have an old DOS computer. And it's amazing because these are new radios, and you can't use any type of a new operating system to program the DOS thing. So I'm told that the radios can be programmed for this and other frequencies, 2 meter, 440 or whatever. It's just that it's another typical transit authority boondoggle there. They bought it, and they bought a bill of goods there. I hear now that they may be working on another. They're going back to Motorola. I think Motorola bought out Yaesu anyhow, so... we'll have to see when they finally put it all together then. So, again, this is the K2IRT group. I'm going to see if anyone else wants to check in. And then I'm going to make a quick run downstairs and get two aspirins because it's been a long day. If anyone wants to check in, come on in now to the K2IRT group.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo, M2OKB, Mobile. I'm at the Work UTH, Mobile, in the Bronx at the present time. Good evening to everyone. Lobby, good evening. Charlie, how you doing? This is M2OKB. And it's my understanding that Val is also in the background, KB2VQ. And N2OQA, I believe, is parked there too. So good evening to everyone. I'm in the Bronx at the present time. I was listening to the whole conversation and about the Bendix scheme. Yeah, on all the programmable radio and the DAS program problems, yeah.
Good evening, and the Bronx stinks.
I just heard good evening and the Bronx stinks. Come on in, who's this?
Hello, this is N2OKB, Frank. I'm in the Bronx, in Mobile. I'm still on the work GTH, but I couldn't miss you guys tonight.
Hey, Frank, yeah, no, I know it's you, but there was someone in the background after you went key that said the Bronx stinks.
You also have KC2QJP. Name here is Clark. I'm in the Bronx in the Mobile, and I wait for transit too.
Alright,
KC2.
Is that Queen San Peter?
That's Quebec, Papa. Quebec, Juliet, Papa.
Oh, well, forward. How you doing there? Name here is Bob. To the K2IRP group there. Working in PA.
Well, I'm a train operator, which is really a motorman. I'm really a motorman. I've been here for 20-something years now. And right now, I'm at the work QTH.
I'll tell you what I think of the PA system.
All right. All right, where were you, up in the yard somewhere, or...
That's correct. I'm over here at 207th Street Yard.
That's Chris Delivers there. WD2FBR there. There's the old vintage moves up there. Yeah, no 207th Street, only two. If you've been up there when the lights go out, that's me behind all the lights going out. Go ahead.
Okay, that's you when all the lights go out. Copy that there.
Unfortunately, this is going out only too much over there. Listen, it's great to have you aboard there. And again, time and any time there. Yeah, anytime. We're going to be having our face-to-face meeting the first Thursday of the month. We should be having it at the Power Control Center this year. What I'd like to do is if you get on the QRZ website and look up K2IRT, throw us an email, and we'll put you on the email registry there. So anytime you have meetings or if anything interesting comes up, we'd like to get you.
Okay, I would do that. I'm going to do that. That's on QRZ, right? And is KT, what is it, KTIRT?
Kilo 2, India Romeo Tango. Or as we say, K2, irritable, rundown, and tired, like the IRT.
Okay, I got that. Thank you very much. And I would do that. I would send an email to you.
One more, Brooklyn. And it's Dave, and I'll tell you what I think of the New York City Transit Authority.
All right, very good, buddy. And we still have that fellow out there that wants to tell us about the Transit Authority. Come on in and make one. We hear you.
Well, it's dirty. The trains are never on time, and they charge you $2 for that. Okay, yeah.
I have to tell you that maybe $2 and the trains may not be running 100% on time, but it's wall-to-wall people now because the $2 was much better than the 450 gallons of gas for everybody driving in. That's the Transit Authority, but we're always there. We may be late, but we're always there.
All right, let's go back up to Frank, N2OQV,
and see what's happening on his side of the world. Come on in, Frank.
Okay, Lobby, yeah, I had an answer for that. We did an inspection the other day, by the way, on the number one train, and we came out of the 240th Street. This is where the train gets cleaned, and the train was spot layer spick and span coming out of the first station at 240th Street, and it's unbelievable. Only five stations down, Lobby, the train was all a mess. It was all filthy and dirty. So there's only one answer to that. We were including undercover videotaping, and we noticed that most of the filthiness in the subway caused by the customers.
Oh, I agree. We're the only ones in subways, for that matter, that allow people to throw their garbage and trash down, and area, the security people have their hands tied. They don't give out tickets the way they should be giving out the tickets. You go to London, you go to Boston, you go anywhere, they don't even allow you to have a coffee cup in the subway. They were talking about doing it in our subway for many, many moons, but unfortunately, the management didn't have the heart to do it, or maybe the politics chimed in. But whatever the case, and this is one of the biggest problems that we have in the subway today. We have a lot of fires. We've got a lot of rats. One of the big things is in the train station, 42nd Street to be exact, at the north end of the station, the station department has a room, which is a garbage, the refuse room. And they have these rolled out the garbage cans packed to the brim with the garbage. And they can only be collected at night when the passenger load is less. And the rats have a field day. Matter of fact, go in the back and do any work, the rats chase you out. They don't want you near their garbage cans at all that belongs to them, Dad.
That's going to be a paradise. I've seen one on around the cabbage. It is a dog.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. We'll get through this financial crunch, and I'm sure we'll have gleaming subways and beautiful passenger stations, and I better take that aspirin before the headache gets worse. Before I continue, someone said that NQ Neville was out there. OQA, Neville, you on the frequency?
I seen a rat a couple of weeks ago on the Atlantic Avenue station. That rat was about as big as a dog.
All right. Before we continue, can we have your call letters, please? This is the K2IRT group.
Excuse me. KTM2R.
We'll keep on going now. Let's go back up to Charlie again, WB2YZX, and see what's happening over there in the island of Staten there. Just curious, Charlie, did you do any more of the satellite work or the PSK work?
WH2AXZ, WB2. Did actually a little bit of each, actually. That slow scan TV picture I got for the space station the other day, that was, I knew in advance they were going to do that, and the Russian astronaut was calling CQ on 2 meters, and needless to say, there was kind of a pileup trying to get him, but he didn't speak English too well, but it's the first time I ever heard one of the Russian astronauts calling CQ. But then an hour later, they started doing the slow scan pictures. I just got the tail end of one as he was drifting off into the dust. That's why you see the bottom half of it is faded away there. But I don't know if they're going to do that again. But then it was interesting anyway. So One of these days I'm going to get to talk to those guys. Back to you, Robbie.
WB, 2YZX, K2IRT group. That's something that we're going to have to play around with on a field day again. I don't know if we're going to get any additional points. We're supposed to get additional points, but we very rarely get out there to have a chance to do that. We're going to have a nice chat this coming winter on what we're going to do this field day, too. Because I'm hearing, you know, a lot of the guys want to change venue again. Even though they like Hamels, they'd like to do something different. And I'm always open. I'm always open for different venues. If anyone else has a way of getting out to someplace, we have an open invitation, surprisingly, to do the field day on the Intrepid. So I'd have to find out exactly which way it would work, because I don't know, if he could stay there all night. I think they'd throw us off. But again, I'll be there asking questions. It's up to the gang. It's up to the gang. We'll have our face-to-face meeting, and we'll discuss as time goes on. All right, we'll clear with Charlie and pick up the Val, KB2VEQ, and the K2IRT group. Later. Let's go up to Dave, KEB2 USM. Come on in, Dave.
Let's put the subway system back to 50 cents like it was years ago.
Good evening, Ralph. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo. Yeah, Lobie, I'm working the late shift tonight. I'll be going home a little late tonight. Extra cash money for new radios, probably. I always told my AYL that the overtime is radio money. My paycheck belongs to her, but the overtime belongs to me, and that's to buy extra radios and stuff like that. So, and let me, with your permission, let me say hello to Valve. I haven't seen him in a long time. KB2VEQ and 2OKB.
Yeah, this is KB2VEQ. Come on in, Frank. You hear me?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Valve. A wonderful copy here into the Bronx right now. I'm in the Bronx the present time in 240th Street Yard, and the signal is excellent now. So whatever you did, you know, keep it that way. It's coming through fine, excellent signal, and always good to hear you. Nice to hear you, Valve, again, and hoping that everyone is okay at home.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. I just returned from Texas. I had a death in the family there, and I missed the K2RT net, I guess, for a couple of weeks or so, and I think they had a face-to-face in between that time. So it's good to get back on the air, good to hear your voices. You're coming through nice and clear, and I didn't have much else to say, but I'm going to turn it back over to Lobie and say 73 for now. This is KB2VQ. Turn back over to K2RTNet. KB2VQ, clear.
right, well.
Well, I have to tell you that your radio sounds great when you're using it. That's the 746?
Roger, ICOMS, IC, 746 Pro.
I still have to make a decision what I'm going to throw in the RV, the camper. I would have liked to have gotten another the ASU 857D, but I still like a bigger rig. At least you can press the button. There's no mystery to operating the thing. Val, be good. And one quick thing before you run. Charlie, the N2JZA up in SO, wants the... starting to work on his radio, and he was thinking of getting the Titan, the Gap Titan there. And I know you've had yours for a while. I don't know how much use you're getting out of it, but how's she running?
Well, I haven't been on HF lately, but the last time I was on there, I was doing pretty good. I hit some 10-meter spots, but nothing really, no big DXs that I can claim for right now. But I'll get back on pretty soon. I'm right in the middle of doing some projects around the house that I've neglected for years, so you know how that is. And as soon as I get that under hand, then I'll sneak down here and in my shack and get on there during the daytime hours and probably pick up some good DXs. But for right now, we've been getting in and around everywhere from... you know, Ohio, Canada, and around and in the south, but no real big DXs because I was only getting down here at night. So I'm looking forward to getting on during the day where I can get some ionization from the sun and get a little better propagation. Come on.
Sounds good. If you're on 10 meters on Saturday night, 28230, the gang from the 72-2 branched off and have a margarita net. This was Scotty, KG4WEL. He was the famous margarita mixer when we go to Dayton every year. So between his gallons of margarita and everything else, he had a heck of a good time out of Dayton. But if you have a chance to pop by, just say hi to the gang there, okay?
Roger that. That's Saturday morning?
Nighttime.
Saturday night. 8:09 o'clock, 28 230.
Roger, got that.
All right, Val. Oh, we're clear with Val. See if Dave is still out there. KB2USM, one more.
Roger, I'm still here. By the way, don't mean to sound like a record stuck on, with its needle stuck on repeat, for those of you old enough to remember records, but I am also, I'm looking for a Motorola HT100, the small unit, just in case anybody's got one, so just so I throw that out there. Over.
Alright, well, what we'll do is... send us the email, and what we'll do again is we'll put it up to the gang. We'll have our face-to-face meeting, and we'll see if anyone else has it. And of course, get on this frequency from time to time. We've got a good group of people out here all the time. Someone's got to have it somewhere. And I know there's a couple of ham fests coming up. We usually have one up in Hempstead and some other locations. But when you have a chance to do it, it's good. It takes a while for me to get them, but when I get them, oh, I'm so happy. And I have to figure out what to do with them. Dave, great to talk to you on the radio, and we'll catch you again next Thursday. We'll go down one more time to KC2, Quebec, Japan. Papa, come on in and make one.
Yeah, I was just standing by and just listening. I'm gonna do that email, and I don't know about probably joining the group here. Sound like a nice set of guys, especially y'all from IoT and from Transit, so that's a good thing. All right, we'll just be standing by and listening.
All right.
Well, the reason why we came together, not only to have ham radio, but we got together about a year before the Subway Centennial in 2004. And what we did was one of the guys obtained the call letter for us, a special station call, K2IRT, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Subway. And it's a great call. It's very distinctive, especially when we do field day. And we go CQ, field day. This is Kilowatt 2, India Romeo Tango, irritable rundown and tired. It puts a chuckle on the guy's lips there when they come back to make the contact. They have a little fun there. Well, again, yeah, do the email. We'll get you on the email list. And definitely, you're more than welcome to become... My tongue is pulling out. But, more than welcome to become part of it. We have a good group of guys, and we do have a lot of fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And after working in the Transit Authority for 39 years, I've learned that... It's not serious. It's a joke. we're clear with you. Let's see what else we have now. I've gone down the list, and it's at the top of the hour. What I usually like to do is just to throw it open one last time if anyone else has anything to say. And if not, we'll put a lid on it for another week. Again, guys, thanks for coming by. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Put the subway system back to 50 cents like it was years ago.
And to all, Kevin.
Come on.
The subway system.
Yeah, Frank, on it, and to OKB.
Like it was years ago.
Frank wanted to come in here for a second, but seeing nothing over here, nobody else wants to say anything. I want to thank everybody on the ROW and CMA repeater for allowing us to use for this hour to just get together and have a nice chat. I've been having some thoughts, and it's dangerous when I have thoughts because we do things. It's not the K2IRT group, but when I was up in Canada in Kings Point and Alexandria Bay, what happened was they have a 2-meter group that gets together every morning from about, let's say, 6 to about 8 o'clock in the morning. Just a 2-hour little group, okay? The gang gets together, XYLs, YLs, whatever the case may be, and they call themselves the Rooster Roster. I believe they even have a website, the Rooster Roster. And they've been going on for 20-some-odd years, and it's an interesting way to kick off the morning. The gang has all these round tables. They get the guys and gals going to work. Everyone figures out what they're going to be doing for the day. And it may just kick it around that we'll try something like that. Again, we'll talk to the gang there. It takes a little bit more work. And if I retire, I'm very seriously thinking of doing that. So, let me just drop the repeater.
Okay, that's what I said.
For you, Lord.
All right. So, again, this is the K2IRT group. If anyone wants to find any information about the group, check out K2IRT on QRZ. Get on QRZ. If anyone wants to email me for information, you can find it on the QRZ page. Or you can use my call letters, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. Again, it's Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARRL.net. And we'll definitely get back to you there. Guys, once again, thanks for stopping by. Have a great night. Have a good night's sleep. And for everybody working, have a safe job and come home for another day of fun and games. You got the K2IRT. We're going to be off and clear. And for me, I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 1871.